Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Florida's. Former Peace Corps volunteer Elwood Holdsworth used to have a fish farm and a big organic garden when he lived in Fellsmere. Now his environment is just a little bit more suburban. He lives in what he calls Indian River County's oldest mobile home, a two-story frame house that's been moved twice since it was built in downtown Vero in 1910. He shows a visitor the staircase.
These old pine boards came out of the old Luther Hotel. They were salvaged out of that when they were tearing that down.
The house stands at the end of a quiet street northwest of Vero Beach. It's nearly invisible behind a dense canopy of bamboo, pines, and mahogany, most of which Holdsworth planted after he bought the property in 1997.
When I moved in, it was in pretty rough shape. I've gradually got it back to where it's comfortable and livable.
Cracker vernacular architecture, is that what you would call it?
I would say so. It's a box. There's a history to the house. Like they say, if walls could talk, this would be one of those big stories.
You did make a concession to comfort about a year ago and put in air conditioning.
Yeah, I had a window unit for a while, but it was terribly inefficient and expensive. I put in a better unit. So I've gone from $15 a month without air conditioning up to $32 a month with air conditioning.
FPL?
Yes.
$32 a month is what you pay in a summer month.
This past month, that was my bill.
Holdsworth served in the Peace Corps in the West African country of Gabon. Later, he helped his parents set up a fish farm in Fellsmere.
We had to learn to breed each kind of fish, and they were all different. And then we had to learn how many you could sell of each kind, how many pools to stock of each kind.
Each kind had to be stocked in a different pool, right?
Right. We had 156 ponds on 15 acres.
Lots of maintenance there.
Oh, you have no idea. It was just an incredible amount. The first 40 ponds we dug grew completely over with paragrass, which was in the groves and grew up into the trees. We had to go in there up to our waist and chop with machetes around the edges and then drag it out. Well, by the time we finished four ponds, it was starting to grow back again.
Had you done that fish farming in West Africa?
I helped a couple of farmers start ponds for food fish, a tilapia. I had two farmers that were successful with that.
The fish you raised in Fellsmere, though, were not edible, or at least they weren't designed to be.
Some of them were edible, but you could make more money selling them to put them in an aquarium than you could to raise them for food fish.
Baby boomer, ex-hippie, would that be a good description of you?
I don't know. I don't like to put all those labels on there. But I am baby boomer, and I've enjoyed life and experiences that I like to think about.
You live pretty much a subsistence lifestyle in Fellsmere.
Yes, we farmed for a while in Fellsmere. We had our own fruit trees and had a big organic garden. I went in the Peace Corps. When I came home, I lived on 10 acres, a friend's 10 acres, and lived in a shed and had flow well. And I cooked with wood and grew as much as I could for myself. When I came back, I think I had more of the desire to not live a fast lane life.
This must feel like you've kind of moved into the city, living off of 58th Avenue.
Well, it's still a small neighborhood, and I have enough buffer around me that I feel okay. When they paved the road behind me, it became used more. At first, I was glad to get rid of the dust, but once the people discovered it and started using it for a shortcut, I started hearing the noise. And I said, well, you know, I've lived in bigger cities, so it's not that big a deal. I have to adjust.
And the mahogany, pines, the palmettos, it's beautiful up here.
Elwood Holdsworth works for the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.